Hello, everybody. Just waiting for the good old YouTube to sync up, and I will share my screen to you all. So there you go. Okay, so here we are on YouTube. Hooray, hooray, hooray. So let's go over what's happening. There's definitely more down than up in the crypto markets. As an example, let me show you as usual on the good old MotoWave here. MotoWave is pretty good, as you know. So here we are. This is 1 hour data. Let me pull up the 1 day. So what's been happening? We've had this dip here from a peak of around 57,000 all the way back down to 46,000. It is clawing its way back. Today looks like a good day to trade, but right now, the last few hours, it's been fairly negative. But I have made a little bit of money yesterday, not much. So right now we're working and testing this Coinbase bot. So the question is, does it have an opportunity? So I have here since last night, my time being March 3rd, time 14:38 since last night. Got here a position log as well as a watch list. Let's start with the most recent, the markets being fairly negative. So these are the ones that look pretty good. So I'm going to go through these. I'll go ZRX, BNT. We'll check those out. For now, and let me first pull up Ethereum, see how it's been doing. I do know that Litecoin has been doing better. So you know, out of all the big five being Ethereum, Litecoin, Bitcoin, and Bitcoin Cash, so that one's been doing pretty good. So between Bitcoin and Ethereum, it's fairly similar. And then when you look at Litecoin here, again, I'm using Binance data. So even though it's in USDT, it's the same as a USD for the fiat currency. Yeah, so Litecoin's a little more consistent for the last 3 days. So let's look at some of the fun stuff that we're going through. So the first one that's been doing pretty good lately was Algo. So let me show you that. You can see here, it's a little more consistent, bigger moves up each day, but we're just talking about today only. So yeah, it's been trending up. Let's pull up a 15-minute chart here. You can see it right here. Okay, you can see why Algo has been doing pretty good. Let's look at ZRX. So I'll keep that open as well on the 15-minute chart. And same with ZRX, has been doing okay. You can see it's moving up here. I'm trading live right now, but again, all this is paper trading, just so you know. And these are the watch list. So that's, you know, okay. And the other one is BNT. I just put up a video on my difference between Coinbase and Binance on my blog. So you can check that out if you want. But you can see here, the last 15 minutes, BNT has been moving up pretty good too. All right, so that's the most recent, again, the last couple hours, you got 14 o'clock. So basically for the last hour or two. All right, so let's look at the position log earlier today and since last night. So we're starting at 12:57 p.m. Today. So we're going to go through all of these again. So I've already looked at Algo. There's another one, GRT. That was trading a little bit. Again, these are all Coinbase. See, GRT's been doing pretty good, 15-minute chart. What else we got here? We got BNT, which we just looked at. And that looks to be it. Okay, so let's look at the potential of this bot. So if I look up P&L, you can see here, not huge money here, obviously, but you know, it is profitable considering where we're at today. And then more recently, it took a few losses here. So I've tightened up the conditions to try to more focus on the more fast moving coins when they hit a certain level in terms of hourly moves. So yeah, so that's why you see these losses here due to the fact of, you know, just playing around and just seeing that there is two things: more momentum in the market overall with more coins moving. This is a pretty dry period right now where it's really, really suffering of all the performers. So, you know, you just wait it out until you hit a certain trigger for potential entry. And that's where you see the more profitable trades. But when I loosen it up, it starts to take losses. So that's how I'm tweaking that. I do have a course on how that is done and how I go through it. All right, so that's the positions. Let's go through the old watch list here. And this is between the range of today, 12:30. And yeah, not too far back to 13:47. So again, let's see what was moving out of this lot. So we've already gone through BNT, GRT, Algo. Comp is another one that looked like it was moving pretty good. Let's see that. Compound was moving really good yesterday, or I don't remember when I last did it, but it has moved a little bit earlier on the hourly basis. Look at that nice steady move up on the 28th, drop back, now it's flattened out. So Compound a few days ago was not too bad. Atom was another one, but it didn't trigger in any form of entry. That's because of the because it's not meeting certain trigger conditions. So there you go. That's on an hourly basis, but just not quite there. What else we got here? Atom, bum, 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 GRT, and that's it. So that's all that we see so far. Let me do a quick scan on the for our scanner here, if this works, if it's fast, I should say. Okay. Let me pull that up. Okay, we want the layout to be that. So that's for our scanner, this one. Okay, cool. So now we got our 4-hour scanner here. So this will be, I think this is 3 of 82. Let me just pause that. Stop that. And there's a faster one. This one, I believe that might be how many? I don't know how many, but it looks to be running a little faster. So let that run through. So again, these are using harmonic scans. And one thing I should go over is today's market. This is what it's looking. There is definitely more pressure in the markets. As you can see here, NASDAQ's down a lot more. S&P, the Russell, crude oil's doing okay. Gold's not doing too good. Silver's not doing too good. I'll do a CFD on it. But this is the concern right here, is the Treasury rising again is back. That's on the 10-year. Short-term probably is okay from what I'm hearing. The Euro-USD should be moving up, but what can you do? And then Bitcoin was up and it's still moving on up, as well as the 200 crypto. And then these are from last night, the FTSE and the Nikkei. So there you go. In the meantime, let's just see how this is doing. No comments so far. Hi, binary options, EG. Hi, how are you? Speaking about binary options, Binance, That's all they are, binary options, no good. So if you've got any questions, let me know in the meantime. So right now it is, thanks for anyone who did the like. It is harder, right, last couple of days, harder to trade, make profit in crypto. Right now, I'm just trying to circumvent with Coinbase. So far, so good. I did a video on Coinbase. Pricing stability seems to be better than anything I've seen, even as good, maybe better than Binance. Just got to find the right triggers to make trades happen. Wow, this is really slow. If this continues the way it's going, I am going to abandon ship on this scam. No further questions or comments so far. I guess we'll leave it at that. What can I do? So if you're out there in the world of what I do and you like what I do, all you have to do is get some free books here. Quantlabs.net as well. If you want to know more, learn about my methodologies, you can go over and grab my, I'll call it the virtual DVD. You can get some courses here, code as well, sample code with MotoWave and Python, as well as get access to the private chat server as well. And we also have our store as well, if you're interested in any of our other product, which we just introduced some new stuff. But if you are interested in options trading, I'll be starting up a live course there with Deribit. And that's pretty well it. I am going to abandon ship on this thing because it's just too slow here. Thanks for watching and have yourselves a good day.